Ah, yes. Nothing like a little happy hour action, SDI.
Happy hour? I mean, pre-happy hour.
the pre-happy hour. So, yeah.
This is going to be the longest NBA preview show, longer than the Super Bowl preview.
I mean, the Twitchers are going to freak out. If any of them are able to join, it's like, what the hell? What are you guys doing a podcast during the day?
Yeah, all three of them are going to be like, what's going on here?
Yeah, LSU Phil's gonna be like, what the hell, bro? Like,
I warned him.
I mean, it's way before his bedtime, though, you know, because normally we're doing some of these super late.
Yeah.
Turn your radio off there, sir. Is it all?
Yeah, it's us. I can't see the comments on my iPad like I can on my Surface. So I'm opening this so I can see the comments.
Yeah. And SDI, can you explain why you can't see the comments on your Surface?
No, on my Surface, I can. On the iPad, I can't. I don't know why.
Well, maybe it's because, you know, you don't have that cable, that USB.
No, nothing to do with the cable. It's like normally when I do it on my Microsoft Surface on the right, I see the comments. Here, I just see myself.
You have a sick backdrop, by the way. Like you look like you're one of these spring break hotels.
That's in my office, and check it out. I leave the shutters up.
Oh, hurricane season. I leave the shutters up
all year, so I don't have to put them on that one time that we get a fake storm. So except for like the front on the windows, I keep them up. I'm not taking them off. F that.
I don't think we're gonna have any Twitchers. The people are too busy working. Even though if you ask the texters, they say that the Twitchers don't work. And I mean, that was an old fight with Tobin and Leroy. I don't know if that fight's still going on between the texters and the Twitchers. If you're listening 30 years from now, you're like, what do you mean you guys listen? I'm listening at my own convenient leisure. I'm not listening during the day. To the people listening 30 years from now, that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, not one comment. Yeah, huh? I can't see it, but it doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's you know, we are. I have to say the date. This is June 16th, 2022. For some people, it's going to be that dead time in sports after tonight, Game 6 of the NBA Finals, and then you got the Stanley Cup Finals just started.
Much better than the NBA Finals, by the way. That was a great game last night.
Great, yeah. Avalanche won in overtime. Lightning came back from down 3-1 to force the overtime. But
I just got the notification, and it's right. It says happy hour this time.
Yes, I think. Yeah, I think it's because if I put degenerate in the thing, it doesn't. It just sends out that old one. I think it's an old show, so it just sends out the old what we did.
So that's why you only put me.
Yeah, there it is, Sergey Bob over by Husky. What the hell?
There we go.
What kind of foolishness is this?
Remember that we did that weekend one that one time, and it was the most popular one we've had.
Yeah, and this is weird. So for those of you wondering, why the hell are we doing a day? A day SDI degenerate. Well, back at the office, it's not that our servers are down. Our internet and servers are down, and so the guy who can fix it just happens to have COVID. And so he was, we tried to do everything remotely. He we're just a bunch of idiots and we couldn't do what he needed us to do. And so he is coming into the office and we all had to leave and evacuate the office.
Wait, how is he going to work? He has a disease. He has a disease we're shutting down the world for. How's he gonna work?
This is like a 16, the SEAL Team 6 notification assemble.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, we all got sent home. By the way, I heard Papa COVID got the 2020 NCAA title holder got the COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It took him a couple years.
I'm not at my house, right? I can't put on my tinfoil, but let's see if we can.
No, 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 no. I don't want to put you backstage. That's a pretty hilarious tinfoil hat. I can't put you backstage. You got that tinfoil hat on.
I think the president of the United States has COVID.
Whoa. You need a bigger tinfoil hat than that.
Yeah. So I'll explain why. So back before, he gets tested routinely, obviously, probably even daily, right? Like,
multiple times a day. Sense. Yeah.
They used to say, yeah, he got tested and he tested negative. They just keep saying he's getting tested, but they haven't given out his results.
Oh, I'd buy that. I could buy that. I mean, maybe the result, there's something wrong with a sample and the results are taking some time.
I'll read you the tweet. This is the tweet from Kelly O'Donnell. Senior White House correspondent from NBC News.
Okay.
She said, quote, White House is saying the president is tested weekly, but declined to say when he last tested negative for COVID. It was routine just weeks ago for the public to be told the day and result of the president's results, especially after potential exposure. Why change? End tweet.
Oh, so maybe was the Dr. Fauci around the president of the United States?
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's still hanging out in the White House anymore. I don't know.
They don't do those briefings.
But it's just weird that the only person in the world who hasn't gotten COVID yet is the president of the United States, is around all these people.
We don't want to see your Canadian Viagra. Well, he might have gone.
It's Mexican heartburn, man.
Don't careful.
So my Prozella, it's heartburn medication.
Don't put drugs on the camera. Poor Marlon. Yeah, I had two walk-offs. God, I don't want to get started on the Marlins. I'll just get so mad. I don't know, derail it. That's all we got now because you know, we're in this dead time in sports. And then, I mean, Sandy Alcantara is pitching amazing, but then other than the bullpen sucks. They can't close the door.
It's not as bad as the Cubs bullpen, though.
No, it's worse because you texted me that yesterday, that the Cubs bullpen was horrible. But they were giving up massive amounts of runs when they were already losing. You don't need a good bullpen when you're already losing. You need a good bullpen when you got a one- or two-run lead.
That's
in the
not
ninth
the
inning.
Argument. We're not arguing which bullpen's
no,
good. We're saying
that is the essential
worse.
Part of the argument. The whole point of the bullpen is to hold and preserve leads. Who cares if they give up six runs after you're down 6-0? That doesn't count. That doesn't mean – yeah, it's going to pad the ERA. It's going to bump up the ERA.
Yesterday was a one-run game, and the bullpen came in, and the party –
yeah, in the fifth runs. Inning. In the fifth inning. Those aren't their core relievers. That's because the starter did a terrible job.
And then the day before, it was the same thing.
No. When you constantly blow bullpens and leads in the eighth and ninth inning, constantly getting walked off, three-run home run multiple times, not just Alfaro. It happened again yesterday.
You know what?
They don't got this, bro.
But the Marlins...
They don't got ice water. I can't get the ice water on the camera. Lunchtime by you. From RB8, Richie.
But you know what? Poor the Marlins Sandy. Deserve this. This is what they get for ruining Heath Bell's career.
No, Heath Bell ruined his own career. You know,
Heath Bell was an all-star with the Padres, and he comes to Miami, and
he got paid. He got paid, and he got paid, and then he ruined
all-star
the new
with
ballpark.
The Padres. He comes to Miami, they ruined him.
Luckily, I'm in Boston with nothing else better to do until tonight, according to Sir Noble 312.
What's there to do in Boston tonight? There's nothing to do in Boston tonight either. What are you going to go to the Cheers bar?
So we're not going to talk about Game 6, Clay.
You're going to the JFK Library? Like, what are you doing in Boston tonight?
JFK. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I saw Sandy Alcantara was going to be on MLB Network today, like, you know, because he's in New York. And so I'll see that. But, like, yeah, Esty, I know you, I don't know if you have that
in your
bio.
On MLB Network?
Is that in your thing we're doing later, the Biasso?
I don't have my wig today, so we're not doing it this week.
Oh, wait, but we still have Biasso's. You still got your notes. Like, there was a time where you didn't have a wig.
Yeah, but I don't have any notes. So I didn't bring the wig.
All right. Well, I'm sure we got several biases that we.
No, I mean, Maddie was a bias over obviously for taking him out and not bringing in the closer, who apparently the closer sucks anyway. So, okay.
But he was. I mean, he hadn't blown a save until yesterday. He was like. Finding,
but isn't their actual closer hurt? Isn't Bender their closer?
But he wasn't very good either. Like, yes, he's on the IL. But this, I think, even if until yesterday, even if Bender came back, this guy he wasn't going to get his job back. Okay. Sandy is Jimmy Butler, no help. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good comparison.
That is a great comparison.
Although I will say Sandy has one teammate better than anybody else that Jimmy has. He's got Jazz.
Oh, but Jazz. I mean, Jazz is.
I mean, it's
great.
One guy. It's baseball. You can't do it. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jazz hitting 250, but he's still leading the team. He's leading the team in home runs and RBIs as a leader.
No matter. You can hit 250 in today's baseball. That's not. I mean, it's fine.
But we're losing. I mean, we're leading off talking about bullpens and relievers. Yeah. But yeah, Mattingly pulled him out, and I mean that whole game was just, you know, he pulls him out, brings in a middle reliever, and he didn't want his closer to get four outs, and it's all because a lefty was up. He won the lefty matchup, but his closer did get the save Tuesday night after the because the Phillies closer actually blew the save, and then the Marlins were able to close it in the ninth. But that was a 2-run lead, a 1-run lead, no chance. And it seems like it's always a day game, like Alfaro's 3-run home run the game.
That was a Sunday, yeah.
And it was a day game yesterday, which it's weird to have a getaway game when you have a day off the day after. You're going from Philadelphia to New York.
Does Philly have a game tonight? Maybe.
Let's see. We're getting real nerdy here.
I don't think I have any Phillies on my fantasy team.
We're getting real nerdy. Yeah, the Phillies. They're so far away. They went to Washington, so they. Yeah, they could.
Behind the Mariners.
Yeah, no, they're put. Jazz only comes to bat 3 or 4 times a game, and that's when Mattingly puts him in the lineup. Which, by the way, for the Twitchers out there, I don't care, SDI, I don't care that you have a conflict. It's happening. I'm going to put the banner up right now. June 25th, Mets at Marlins, bobblehead, Mets at Marlins, Jazz, bobblehead. 4:10, first pitch, Budweiser bar. I'm putting the banner bar with some exclamation point. Boom. Wait, boom. There it is. So there are the Twitchers. You know, I know. I don't care if I'm going. If it's just me at the Budweiser bar by myself, I'm going.
All right. So I'll probably go at least for the first couple innings just to get the bobblehead. I'll get my Cuban sandwich with ketchup. Leave. Go to Ruth Chris and get my steak with ketchup.
Oh God! You and Frito and Paul Severino apparently the Marlins
and Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump. I heard a Marlins play announcer Paul Severino. He was on with Hockman and Crowder, and he admitted they asked him about Hockman. Of course, were asking about cheesesteaks. They were in Philadelphia, and he said he puts ketchup on his cheesesteak, and then he puts ketchup on everything.
It makes total sense.
No, I know it doesn't. I love ketchup on hot dogs. I do ketchup on eggs, but I don't do ketchup on on beef.
On a cheeseburger?
Cheeseburger, yes, cheeseburger.
Right, there you go. That's beef.
Great. That counts, but not on a
hot dog. Also beef sometimes.
No, not on a cheesesteak. No, not on a cheesesteak. I mean, I guess it's not.
I don't do cheesesteaks. I don't like bell peppers.
You don't have to have the bell peppers on them.
But then it's a cheesesteak.
No. This is what people the most important ingredients of the cheesesteak are the cheese and the steak. Everything else.
Yeah, that's all I would get on it.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. And onion. Yeah. I get onions too. I get the grilled onions sometimes. Mushrooms.
And ketchup.
I don't want to get the ketchup. But then on like a Cuban sandwich, there's a pickle in the Cuban sandwich, but I don't get the pickle in the Cuban sandwich.
You've never eaten a Cuban sandwich.
No. The essentials are the ham, the pork, the bread, the cheese, and the salt, and that mayo, butter, mustard, that combination. But the pickle is not essential. The pickle is
100% essential. Like,
you are so high.
I love pickles. I'm a Jew. I love pickles. What do you want from me?
But it's not an essential. It's not essential in the Cuban sandwich.
Now I don't know what I want for lunch. Do I want a Cuban sandwich? Do I want a cheeseburger? Do I want
a cheesesteak?
What do I want?
Robbie and SDI broadcast willy nilly.
We do. It's fun. It's more fun that way. Keep you guys on your toes. See who the real watchers are.
Are the Arby's Wagyu beef is the bomb.com. I'm from Vinny V13.
All right. Well, then maybe that's why I'll go to lunch. I don't know. This is Arby's. Give me some lunch. Now we're starting the Hockman and Crowder.
We're doing the Hockman and Crowder pregame show because it's 30 minutes before their show starts, and we're talking about lunch. And then, I know they regularly talk about lunch every day on their show. It seems like you want to have the ice cream cake debate.
What's the ice cream cake debate?
Oh, you never heard Hockman's ice cream cake take?
Maybe remind me.
He said Hockman's take is that now. Let's even get him on before his show. Hockman's take is that ice cream cake is not real cake. He doesn't want to be eating cake in a bowl. That's just he hates ice cream cake.
I mean, I like ice cream cake, but I love ice cream cake.
But that's always a heated debate. Like every time he'll have Brady Quinn on. He's like, Brady Quinn, do you eat ice cream?
Hockman has the worst. Honestly, Hockman has the worst food things. Some of these things are nonsensical.
Well, I mean, the worst one is is Solana, how he has to have the Earl of Sandwich in Las Vegas, even though you probably agree with him on that.
Of course. I mean, your two best options for food on the strip in Las Vegas are Earl of Sandwich and In-N-Out.
Well, In-N-Out at least is only on the West Coast. Like Earl of Sandwich is down the turnpike.
No, but the ones that you get at the truck stop Earls are not the same. They're not the same as the one at the Planet Hollywood in Vegas at 3 a.m. drunk when you've been rejected by 80.
But there's got to be Earl of Sandwich like full size stores on the street.
So there was one in Midtown here in Miami, and it lasted about a month and a half.
All right, so you know what? Now, you know what? We haven't brought out the map in a while. I'm gonna risk bad internet. I'm gonna risk really bad internet. I'm gonna Google search Earl of
Sandwich. I know there's one in downtown San Diego.
I'm gonna search Earl of Sandwich. See location.
Locations.
All right.
Like, there's one at the Miami airport, but it's never open.
There's one in Miami airport. There's one, I guess, near the airport, Earl of Sandwich.
No. There's only one. The only one in Miami is at the airport.
Oh, wait, yeah. I see another one. I don't want to give out whack addresses, but I see another one. I don't want to put it on the map just yet.
In Miami?
Earl of Sandwich, 42nd Ave. Yeah, it looks like it's probably the same one that's near the airport. It's just a different address.
No, I'm saying the only one in Miami is inside the actual airport. I'm looking at their website right now, on their actual website.
What about Fort Lauderdale?
I don't see one in Fort Lauderdale. They have eight locations in Florida: Lake Buena Vista, Lake Worth, Miami, Okeechobee, Port St. Lucie, St. Pete, and Tampa.
Those are all the truck stops. Those are all the those are all the turnpike rest stops.
Right, and then in Tampa they have two. one's in the food court.
I'm gonna get soft shell. RV and Richie says he's gonna get soft shell crabs tomorrow in Baltimore. Soft shell crabs. Rats off a ship on chowder. I told him I need some empanadas. And you are kind of right. When I did go to the turnpike last time, I was at the turnpike. I think it was in Port St. Lucie. The Earl of Sandwich. There's only like four things you can get.
Yeah, It's not the same.
But you don't have to go all the way to freaking Vegas to get Earl of Sandwich.
No. I'm not saying I'm going to fly to Vegas especially for that. But I'm saying if I'm in Vegas, that's going to be my dinner of my 3 a.m. food.
Well, yeah. If you're already at Planet Hollywood, what made it so funny was Solana was telling Hawkman and Crowder, he's like, bro, you got to check out this Earl of Sandwich.
It's really good. It's really good because it's not the same. When people think of Earl of Sandwich in Florida, they think of the truck stops. Those are not Earl of Sandwiches.
Hey, but it's like a huge chain. There's a bunch of them, and
I know, but they're not the same.
Yeah, but the stores are the same. It's just the
no, they don't have the right machinery. They don't have the right menu. They don't have the right ingredients.
deep fried crabs. But yeah, so it is June 20th. It's June 16th tonight. So SDI, you sure you don't got any Payaso notes? I feel like you've been texting me a bunch of Payaso stuff during.
Maybe I have. I'm just not putting in my notes. I don't know what's going on with me. I'm a little distracted. I don't know. My bad. I'll get back to it this week.
You don't want to call Sandy Alcantara.
That whole situation. Don Mattingly for taking him out, not bringing in his closer, and Sandy for throwing a tantrum.
I mean, that's all fair. We got all the payasos out of the way in one shot. I got to work. Bad news. I won't make it next time.
Vinny V says I'm not drunk enough.
Best Mexican good food ever was at a restaurant outside of Nelly's Air Force Base in Vegas.
Trevor, what do you mean you got to work on a Saturday? What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean,
Sunday's when they have the guy just talking about Deshaun Watson on 790 and 560 for.
But they don't need a port op for that. They have all that.
That's why I'm asking what he's doing.
Yeah, are they bringing back Saturday programming? Because there's no heat. Producing, oh, Inter Miami, that's right.
Miami. So you got to deal with Witty. Ooh, that's terrible.
No, we love, no, don't say that. Saturday night.
Back to you, yeah, huh?
I wish they did. Oh, that's right. Yeah, so Inter Miami's going on Saturday. All right, by the way, the invitation still stands. June 25th. They don't repeat bobbleheads. Like, this is like once, there isn't going to be another Jazz Chisholm bobblehead anytime soon. And so they'll do Bahamian Heritage Night again next year, but they're not going to do a Jazz Chisholm
Bobblehead. Yeah, we go to that every year.
Yeah, we do. I think we're going to make a tradition.
But next year we're going to be honorary Bahamians.
Yeah, then maybe we get a free trip to the Bahamas in the near future. You know?
Yeah, that'd be nice. Yeah. I don't mind hanging out at Atlantis.
My payaso is the weakest NCAA interviewing John Ruiz. This is the NIL Canes NIL guy.
I didn't see this.
Yeah, I didn't know. So this NIL thing is all is going down. All the interviewing, John Ruiz. I tried to go to Nick Madrigal bobblehead day at Wrigley Field. I thought Nick Madrigal was on the White Sox. Did he get traded to the Cubs?
The Cubs are terrible, man. They have one guy, Contreras. He's their only play. I've been watching the Cubs this week because they're playing the Padres. Contreras is the only guy with anything on that team. It's unbelievable how bad they are.
Yeah, and they were in the World Series 6 years ago. And, you know, we had Rizzo with the Rizzo.
Like, it's crazy. Yankees, like, Chris I'm listening to it on the radio. I'm listening to it on the radio last night, and it's like this wisdom coming up, and this guy, and this guy.
Patrick,
like, who are these guys? Who are these guys?
Rebuild. Well, welcome to the club. Welcome to the Rebuild Club. I had a rant on this week's podcast.
Like, I forgot Trevor was a Cubs fan. Worst bullpen wisdom's I've ever seen.
They're playing today. You got 220 action today. SDI.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
no,
finally.
Joe.
Finally, by the way, I have Chicago baseball at Wrigley Field should always be played during the day.
I mean, that's how it used to be before they had lights.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Like, I'm excited. The Padres are playing the Cubs this week. Oh, cool. We're going to get some day action. But we get one day game? One day game at Wrigley? That's baloney.
We need an RTD bobblehead with Crocs. I'll talk to the Marlins and see if we can get an RTD bobblehead. I have a Ham Porter bobblehead. Back fam.
Who?
From the Sandlot. That's right. You don't watch movies.
You don't need to grab it.
Yeah, you don't need to grab it. But I have a Ham Porter bobblehead. They can do a Ham Porter bobblehead. Cody.
We got the Mickey Rojas one.
I got a bunch. I got the Mickey Rojas. We got the Kevin Millar.
Now we're gonna go Jazz. They just did a Manny Machado bobblehead in San Diego, with him blowing the bubble. Cool.
And so there's that bobblehead museum. Yeah, we need. What about a Tobin bobblehead, a Leroy bobblehead, a J-Fig bobblehead? Yeah, we got to get on that. Then that's a party in itself. You know, if we get just one bobblehead with the four of them, not me, of course.
Yeah.
There's a website at which you could order them to have them made. Yeah, I could do that. I would just, I'd have Crocs and I'd have
I see a lot of people have the Fauci bobblehead nowadays on their Zooms.
It's got COVID. Yeah. Joe Rose and Zach Kranz bobblehead with Hollywood. I think that already exists.
That would be the biggest bobblehead of all time with those big heads on those three guys.
Tobin is a human bobblehead.
DDV's right. I need to be more drunk for this.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I was on the Twitch yesterday and on the Tobin and Lira chatting. Mm-hmm. Lone Star asked why I was up so early if the bar was open.
Lone Star.
We're doing inventory.
SDI with his blow up.
Oh, that blow up blew away.
My face bobblehead, 3 days delivery, shipping custom bobbleheads from your photo from $59.95. My face bobbleheads official website, big sale.
That's actually kind of cool. I might do one.
Look at Dade South Twitter. Dade South. I haven't heard from Dade South in a while. I feel like I haven't seen any Dade South. By the way, SDI. So I was looking. There's this document I have that I briefly reopened my Facebook just to find this document, and it turns out Facebook got rid of their notes. Like, you're not allowed to have notes on Facebook anymore.
I didn't even know you were allowed to have notes. I didn't even know that was a thing.
No, it was a document I had made 10 years ago, and I didn't. I found it in an email, in an old email I sent, but. When I went to check my Facebook, I thought I deleted all my old posts, and they're all still there. Like, they're not on my wall. I went back to activating it, but they're all like there's like a secret stash of all my really old Facebook posts.
And
I'm like, oh my god, there's so much incriminating stuff here.
Oh yeah, like, it'll be there forever.
I mean, I could get canceled so hard, very easily. This is stuff from like 2009, 2010, 2011.
But the good news is that the cancel people are distracted by Vince McMahon right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we don't have to talk about that yet. Yeah, I know he's got a lawsuit, but
he paid off. It's like a weird deal. I haven't really. It's pretty.
Yeah, we don't get into that. It's never deleted. Social media liar. And so, yeah, back in 2011, those Facebook notes. But I found the note. I know you'd ever see movies. Did you ever see the original Jurassic Park?
No.
So, You're totally.
I've been on the ride at Universal. Though. Does that help?
No. You haven't even seen the original Jurassic Park.
It does nothing for me. Like, I just watch a movie about dinosaurs. Like, dinosaurs don't exist. Like, what do I care?
You're so useless. You're so loose. You've literally seen no movies. If you haven't seen that, you've seen nothing.
Nope. Because I've seen nothing. I've never seen Back to the Future. Back to the Future is the one that always gets people that I've never seen.
I can understand how you haven't seen Back to the Future more than you haven't seen the original.
Like, if I tell people, like, oh, yeah, I don't watch movies, like, the first one's like, oh, what about Back to the Future? Nope, never seen it. That's always the one that gets people. I don't know why.
God.
From the 203. Yeah, look it up. Google Vince McMahon $3 million or something like that, and you'll find out.
Trevor hasn't seen Jurassic Park because back in college I wrote the document I was looking for. I did a movie review on Jurassic Park, and it wasn't intended to be funny. It was serious. Like, I thought I did good, and then the guys somehow rummaged in my bag. They found it and they started reading it, and it was the funniest thing ever read. But you're not gonna get it because if you haven't seen the movie,
I've been on the ride, so I understand the movie. You want to read it to the fans? Go ahead.
It's a long paper. I'd have to send it to you, but I found it in an old email. But it's the funniest thing, and I read it because the new one came out. I saw the new one, and I read the paper that I did. It's back in 2009. It has the date and everything. And it's the funniest thing ever written on paper, but you won't understand.
I won't get it, man.
You won't get it. It'll be a total waste on you. Yeah, you're a total waste, bro. We can't, like, you know, like how do you go to bars, like, you know, like, you know, like, that's a cop, like, you don't, like, all these, you don't get any movie.
You know,
references.
I've never been in a bar once in my life, and I go to bars frequently. I've never been to a bar once in my life where people are like, hey, you want to talk about that dinosaur movie?
They're not even talking about the dinosaur, but like somebody just makes a random movie reference, you have no idea. Like, it just goes way over your head.
Yeah, I like it that way.
Like, you know, buzz, but like, you know, when somebody goes inside, like, you know, like just watching a baseball game, the guy's buzzing the tower. And then when the guy has to back off the plate because it's near the tower got buzzed. You have no idea where that came from. You have no idea.
No, but it makes sense. But I understand what it means. It means his tower got buzzed. I get it. Logical. Where's that from?
Yeah, it comes from Top Gun. Because, you know, the fighter jet coming in, he's
buzzing the
tower. I hear
there's a new one. I hear there's a new one.
God, I can't believe you. Does SDI remember Viva La Bam? I didn't realize Vince McMahon was 73. I could have told you. Yeah, how about TV? I think he does watch TV.
TV shows I watch a lot, yeah.
But like, you know, I mean, you don't, like, you know, I mean, you don't go back in the day, like, dinner and a movie with, you know, back in the, not that I never did, with, you know, with the...
No, I mean, it was, yeah, I mean, kind of, but I was distracted in the theater.
Yeah, and rest in peace, Big Tom, you know, do the popcorn trick, you know. I mean, like...
Yeah, the popcorn trick, but a different kind, but yeah.
RTD Carnium got buzzed. Cranium Bob got buzzed. SDI never...
What is that picture? Who is that, Snoop Dogg?
And SDI never gets his tower buzzed. This is... Wait, which picture? This one or this one?
Yeah. No. Who's that? It's like a...
No, that's RB and Richie. This is Lee. This is Backface. This is Backface.
No, I know that is. I know who that is. I know who that is.
That's RVA Richie. I believe that's the actual RVA Richie. RTD Cranium got buzzed. SDI never gets his tower buzzed. Lol. Watching.
I've never seen Star Wars. So why would I watch?
Yeah, that'd be a waste for you. Yeah, this guy's RVA Richie. but yeah, so God, I can't believe it. I mean, you couldn't even listen to Hawkman and Carter. They do movie references all the time, and you're like, what the hell are you talking about? And then you're like, what the hell are they talking about?
Exactly. Like Caddyshack, I've never seen Caddyshack. That's another one that gets
God. People. God, I can understand. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Which one?
Yeah, God, I mean, people get mad if you haven't seen The Godfather.
I haven't seen The Godfather. No.
That's predictable.
I'm not sitting down watching 4 hours of Robert De Niro just speaking with a crappy accent.
I don't think it's Al Pacino.
Or sorry, Martin Brando. Whoever, Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando. I told Hawkman I never saw Jurassic Park or Caddy. Are you there with him right now, Trevor? Are you there? Are you there working Zazzle? Are you there talking to Hawkman right now? Get him on. I'll send him the invite. I'll send him the invite if you're there. You haven't seen Step Brothers. You haven't seen Anchorman.
I don't remember anything of it, but I have seen Step Brothers. Terrible movie.
Classic. I just
don't find Will Ferrell funny, and John C. Reilly's only good as a Lakers owner.
You saw, but you've seen Hangover. You've seen any of the Hangovers.
Hangover I saw in theaters.
So how did you for a guy who doesn't go to the movies, what made you think, you know what, let me go see this Hangover movie?
I don't remember that. It was a long time ago. I don't remember the situation. But
Hangover.
I mean, I saw a lot, like American Pie. Like I've seen some movies, just not the classics.
See, you've only. I mean, I like comedies. I mean, what about any Adam Sandler movies? Big Daddy. Yeah, Billy Madison. Seen
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Big Daddy.
Anchor Management. Okay, all right. So you like? So you see?
I don't watch Robert De Niro movies.
Wait, Anchor Management is not Robert De Niro. That's Jack Nicholson.
Oh, it's Billy Crystal.
No, that's Adam Sandler. Jeez. I'm all hopped on Mountain Dew, Chip. Spider Monkey. You see Talladega Nights? Oh, you don't watch Will Ferrell.
So I have seen Talladega Nights, but I don't find Will Ferrell funny. That's my problem with Will Ferrell movies. I just don't find him funny.
You know what? I don't understand these people. Like people, I'm not saying people like you or people on Rotten Tomatoes, that they just don't enjoy life. Like they analyze, you know, when you're seeing some of these movies get really low scores on Rotten Tomatoes, mm-hmm. and it's just like they're just old curmudgeons. Like they're so used to the foo-foo, artsy-fartsy Oscars movies.
No, I mean, you know me. I like the comedy stuff. I like funny. I think funny is great. I just, Will Ferrell is just something that I just don't find funny.
But, like, I don't understand how you could be, like... I saw the new Jurassic Park over the weekend. It was entertaining. It was awesome. The plot, you know, maybe had some holes in it, but I was entertained. It got 30%.
Right. No, I agree with you. That's always my problem with the Academy Awards. Well, now there's other problems with the Academy Awards. But my original problem with the Academy Awards was like a movie like The Hangover, which is the greatest movie I've ever seen, is the best picture. Like, I don't care that it doesn't have the right cinematography or the right whatever. Like, who cares? It's the greatest movie ever.
And this most recent Jurassic Park got a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes, which is the lowest one out of all of them. And it's not the worst Jurassic Park. There's a couple that are worse, and it got the lowest rating by far on Rotten Tomatoes. It's just like, how can these guys be so curmudgeon and so and so, like, you know,
it's like not, even like I'm not a big movie guy, obviously, but I'm a big TV show guy. And there's TV shows that I know they're not the best shows ever, but I still watch them and I still find them entertaining. And like, I'm not mad after. Or if I watch a show and it's like, it's not that good, I don't get mad.
Yeah, season two of Space Force just came out. I gotta watch that. I'm rewatching season one now to lead into season two of
Space Force. I haven't seen that one yet.
Space Force. It's a little ridiculous, I will admit. Yeah. But like, yeah, like people don't feel like, you know, they're just there and they're worried. They watch the movie and they're not watching it to be entertained. They're watching it to see if it, like, yeah, you're right. Like you said,
they're watching it to be mad.
Yes, they're
looking for something. They're looking for something.
The conveyance of the delivery of the line, like some words we don't even understand, and they're just hosing down these movies.
You're talking about movie critics or actual like moviegoers?
No, I'm talking about the people on Rotten. I guess movie critics, the people on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, fine, but critics, that's their job.
But the movies that we find boring and the movie that are just the four hour Godfather movie, that's gonna get like 100 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
The boring stuff.
Yeah, but movie critics are whatever. Like, they're very it's snooty. Like restaurant, they're very it's snooty. Like restaurant critics. Like, oh, the garnish was half a centimeter off of the potato, so 4 stars instead of 5. Like, who cares? The food tasted good.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're like you know, but the restaurant critics are only gonna be able to enjoy like the higher end restaurants, and the stuff that the places where we eat at, where we, you know, our spots are the places we eat at. They're going to give 2 stars.
No, but I've been at least like fine dining places, and it's like, they're good, but they're like, I don't care about garnish. Like, get the plant off of me. Like, I don't need the flower. Just give me the food. I'm not there. I'm not, you know, I don't need it to be pretty. Everything's about posting on Instagram now.
That's the eyes you watch next.
Actually, I haven't. That's it's on my list, but I haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah, yes, RVA Richie is a buddy, he's a critic, and he said, you know, palo que le doy, or palo que le doy, that is critic, yeah.
Wasn't RVA Richie on the show with us?
I don't know, RVA, Vinny V's been on the show with us.
Oh, it was Vinny V.
RVA Richie, RVA Richie lives in Virginia, apparently, yeah, you know, he's RVA Richie, that's the word. So yeah, like this day stream. This day podcast, we're gonna kill enough time to 2:20 where you got first pitch with Padres and Cubs.
It's gonna be great. I'm gonna go get some food, watch some day baseball, and then go to the happy hour.
You got the finals tonight. Hoping it ends tonight.
Zero.
I'm not, yeah, I, I've I've bet them, but not really watched them. I've been, you know, I've watched them, but watched like other stuff, other shows, and then, you know, I'll check the score. But like, you know, it just makes me so sad. Every time I watch the finals, it's like it reminds me that Jimmy Butler had his greatest performance ever get wasted, and no one's gonna remember that game six.
So I'm not watching. I don't care about that. That doesn't bother me. Like, he had a great performance. Good for him. But I just have zero interest. I have zero interest in the Warriors. I have zero interest in the Celtics. Like, I just nothing. Does nothing for me.
Matt 0102 says we need another Tua debate with Leroy. It's like, you know,
like there's too much better entertainment on out there now. Like, I would even rather go watch the new Jurassic Park than watch the Celtics Warriors.
But is it amazing how it's never all Barry Jackson does? I used to check Barry. I don't have a social media, but I would check Barry Jackson's Twitter. But it's just all it is just breaking down which guys on ESPN are saying mean things about Tua. And it's like, it's never Tua's fault. It's always one thing after another. And then Tua has come out and he is already blaming his second in a row where he's blaming the coaching staff of year prior. Last year was, oh, they wouldn't let him audible. He didn't know the playbook. And then this year was, we only had plays designed up for one guy. It's never Tua's fault. It used to be that the case that Tua wouldn't make the excuses. Everybody around him made excuses. Now Tua's out there actively making excuses.
Well, I agree with him on the Brian Flores thing, by the way. I think Brian Flores did not like him.
Well, you just don't like Brian Flores.
No, but there's a reason why, because he's not a good coach. I have nothing personal against Brian Flores. I've never met the guy. But as a head coach, he wasn't a good coach. And look, like, you're the coach, man. Figure it out. You can't, I don't like the quarterback. Then don't draft. Find a way to not draft him or do something. Like, But just not letting him play the way he wants to play, the way he should play, it's on the coach. He's going to be a lot better with Mike McDaniel. You're going to see.
I don't think he's going to be that much better. I think he's going to still be a lot better. Well, he would define a lot better, like, you know, go like, you know, making a deep run in the playoffs.
Sure.
AFC title game.
No, I don't think they're. I don't think, but that's not because of Tua. I just don't think they're. They don't.
No, it is. It's 100% because of Tua. If they don't, it's 100% because of Tua, because they got him his weapon. With Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and Teron Armstead, he Barry Jackson's gonna get mad, but he's got no more excuses, and he doesn't throw the ball down the field. If he's still throwing short passes nonstop, it's 100% on Tua. The guy's not a good quarterback. Maybe saying he sucks is a little harsh, but he's not a good quarterback. And any excuse you throw at him is like, you know, Joe offensive line. Like, Joe Burrow had the worst offensive line ever, and he's in the freaking Super Bowl. Coming off a hip injury, Joe Burrow had his knee wrecked coming off an ACL injury, and then Super Bowl the next year. Like, you know, and, you know, all these things, like all that Cincinnati did was Joe Burrow 1, Jamar Chase 2, and then that's it, Super Bowl. They didn't have, you know, they didn't go out and sign a high-priced wide receiver and a high-paced offensive lineman and give Xavier Howard and Byron Jones all this money. Like, they just got two guys, and boom, they're in the Super Bowl. And so SDI, I think, lost the streak. Are you back, SDI?
Yeah, sorry. My internet pulled up Robbie's internet.
Yeah, God, internet is for the bird. We need that rock hard internet.
You know what? I should have done it on my desktop. It's actually connected through the LAN, not Wi-Fi.
Yeah, which, by the way, Leroy had a great point last week when he came on with us. I'm so happy he came on. He's like, he's talking about his adapter problems, and it's the worst. Like, I understand the USB-C is faster charging, but why can't you have both? If you only have a USB-C port, all your old stuff is no good unless you have a stupid dongle. That's what Apple is now. Apple is just adapter city. Did you know, SDI, that I didn't know this, but back in the day, Apple used to have commercials making fun of PCs, and they would have commercials. It's like, oh, you needed they were making fun of PCs because PCs always needed adapters. And now Apple is, you know, full on adapter central. Like, you need an adapter for a keyboard. You're gonna need an adapter for a screen. It's coming.
You're not gonna need an adapter for the keyboard ever, because they're Bluetooth.
This
is for my desktop. This is my keyboard. It's Bluetooth.
Yeah, but what if your Bluetooth isn't working, SDI? What if you're having it? What if you're not getting a good connection on your Bluetooth, and you need a rock hard keyboard to connect?
Well, I've had this computer for since I moved to Miami about 8 years, and I've never had a problem with the keyboard.
I mean, they already got rid of the headphone jack on the phone. It's gonna go away in the computer in the near future. Oh yeah, you mean the stuff that falls out all the time? If you're walking around,
Robbie, we've been doing this for 40 minutes. I haven't fallen out once.
Well, you're just sitting, I mean, you're lucky. I mean, you already lost the internet.
that had nothing to do with Apple. That's
oh yeah. Okay, there was one or two things. Either don't fall out, or you forget you have them on. You're just walking around, and then you don't hear people. It's so annoying. There's one girl who I work with that she has those things on, and I ask her something, and I don't know that she's on the phone, but she has her earpiece on. And I get duped all the time.
Well, she's got that's on her. She's got to put them on not on noise cancellation so she can hear people.
Well, I mean, that's another thing you have to fidget the settings with. That's another thing you got to worry about. You don't need.
But it's like also the what do you mean? Any noise cancellation headphones? You have the option of turning it on or off.
But at least you know you have your damn headphones on. You know, you're not gonna forget. Like, you know, I'm not gonna walk.
You know how I know I have them on? Because they're not very comfortable.
But you'll walk around with them like it's no big deal, and you'll forget.
No, I'm not a New Yorker.
And so they had commercials with one guy pretending he was a Mac and one guy pretending he was a PC. Oh my God, you're wrong. I just like convenience. I have this microphone. It has a USB port. If there's no USB port, I can't use it. I have to.
But you know what, Robbie? What if you need to use it at an event and it doesn't have an XLR?
No computer has ever had an XLR port.
Every speaker, every mixer has an XLR. So now what? You have to buy a mixer with a USB port.
In my line of work, we don't use adapters. We try to avoid using adapters. In fact, the computers we have at the office, they still have HDMI ports. So this computer I'm using now doesn't have an HDMI port.
Yeah, Robbie, did you ever use payphones?
Okay. Usually SDI. I know what you're going with this. Usually, when something becomes more advanced, when the advancement of technology, usually when you advance in technology, the convenience and the quality goes up. It doesn't. When you advance technology, the convenience doesn't go down. It doesn't become. It shouldn't become more of a pain in the ass to do to connect.
Yeah,
something.
It's a lot for me. It's a lot more convenient to have these and have a wire dangling everywhere, and
it's not as good of a connection. And they fall out.
It's a perfect connection. 42 minutes. Perfect connection.
I can't fit. Those don't fit in my ears. They'll fall out.
So you can get Bluetooth ones that are like the ones that you're wearing.
Oh yeah, but then you're still relying on Bluetooth connection. You're still relying on Bluetooth connection.
Bluetooth connection is one. It's 100% accurate.
By the way, I could use those headphones on this.
In fact, if I had a cable, let's say I had these. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's assume I'm plugging these in right here. I can only go all the way to here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Watch this. With these, I can go anywhere I want, and I can still have perfect connection.
And those things you lose, those things are easy to lose. Those things you put in the wrong place, and they're gone. Like they're so small.
After you use them, you put them in here, and then you're good to go. You put them in a little case.
That little case is super easy to lose too. Those things.
So is this, bro?
This is much harder.
Okay,
to lose.
So get Bluetooth headphones that are that.
All right,
size.
But I don't understand SDI. Why it has to be one or the other? Like in this computer I'm using now, I could use your Bluetooth headphones. I could go wireless if I wanted to, but I have the option to go hardwired too. I don't see why it has to be one or the other. Why does Apple have to constantly take away stuff? I could use your same contraption you got there, and I could still have the ability.
So you should get a Surface. My Surface has USB.
An additional product? You mean not an Apple?
It's a Microsoft. It's a Microsoft.
So it's not even an Apple.
If your complaint with Apple is that they keep changing things, then switch to Microsoft.
I'm going to soon. I mean, look, right now I still have my app. I still have my computer that works, but I'm getting ready to switch to the Galaxy. I'm ready to ditch the iPhone. I used to play live. I used to tape live songs on a cassette. It's much easier now. The cassette is a pain in the ass, and now they've gone from pain in the ass to not pain in the ass. That's progress. What Apple is doing is the opposite of progress. They're going backwards. They're making things harder.
So much easier.
But you don't. But the SDI, you can do all the same things you're doing on
this
here.
This phone charges now in like an hour and a half because of the USB-C.
Well, okay, but why does it have to be one or the other? Why can't it have the old port and the new port?
It does. You can still charge it. This has lightning. No, this has lightning.
Okay.
This is the old port.
Okay, but for the computers that only have the USB, the Apples that only have the USB-C and they don't have the USBs.
Because the battery on a computer is a lot bigger than on a phone, so the USB-C is much more effective for it.
But you can use one. Well, you can pick one. If you know, why does it have to be?
You want a computer with every single connection known to man.
That's how they used to make them.
No, they usually have USBs.
No, they would have HDMI port. Multiple US, more than one USB port. Actually, mine only has one. I know the computers back at the office have at least two. They have an HDMI port.
Those are desktops, right?
No, those are laptops. They're laptops. They're okay, Apple laptops.
My iMac is old. It's got four USB ports and two lightning ports. Not lightning ports, like USB.
I used to stand by the radio and wait for the song to play and record. And yes, whatever the Odyssey rewind makes it easier so you can listen to whatever you want. And
when it works.
When it works. That's a point there.
But that's not technology. That's just Odyssey.
But yes, no, like, you know, like we used to TVs back in the days, you had to put the rabbit ears on the TVs. And now you don't have to do that anymore. You know, well, I hate the TVs now that get rid of the buttons on the TVs. I mean, it's always good to have the remote, but sometimes you don't have the remote and then you need to rely on the buttons on the TVs. Like, you know, we have monitors that we use all the time. And some of these newer monitors don't have the damn buttons on the TV. And so if we don't have the remote and we need to put a monitor on it, it sucks.
Don't worry. It's coming soon where your computer, your iPad, everything's just going to be, you're just going to click a button and it's all going to show up on your eyes. And you don't have to worry about
that. What if you can't damn see? What if you're damn blind?
You won't have to worry about connections. You won't have to worry about ports and USBs and Cs and As and Ws.
Power 96 days. Ravi, Europe is forcing Apple to switch to USB-C. I had aluminum foil on the antenna.
Like the weather was bad, it would go outside and like try to move the satellite like where the cloud wasn't.
Yeah, and so the fact that you need adapters to do basic stuff is just super stupid. It's super stupid that they even have to make adapters and, you know, just a regular USB flash drive. Like you can't put that in without a dongle, whatever it is they call them.
I make a lot of money on adapters.
Yeah, you like it because all these people, oh crap, I got a new computer. Now I need 12 adapters.
Yep. Call me. I got you.
Change the channel with pliers. I'm just going to wear my aluminum hat and hope I get that. I hope that I get the show. But that's only Apple's doing that. Like, you know, the newer stuff, I think, and they cost more too. Like the newer computers are going to cost more and you get less stuff. You know,
well, that's because of inflation.
Yeah. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why they're taking away the USB ports because of inflation.
Probably. No, not because of inflation, but because of supply chain, maybe too. Also, they might not have the materials.
I mean, yeah, but
you know,
like
when they close warehouses in China, it affects everybody.
The more you have to rely on internet connection and adapters and Bluetooth connection, the more you rely on that, the more points of failure you're going to have, the more you're going to drop out. Like, you know, I'm going to give you a perfect example at the radio station. Now I can understand why they did this. Back when you know, when we used to have remotes on Fridays at the Hard Rock or at Twin mm-hmm. Peaks or whatnot, we had this thing called an ISDN line. It's a super high quality, rock hard connection, and these guys would dial in from remote and they would dial into the studio, and it was, the only problem is it was really expensive. And so they went to this Comrex pipeline connection, which, by the way, all NBA arenas made the same move. They all went from ISDN lines to relying on internet, and you get dropouts all the time. Like you get, you know, you get Tobin, you know, people, Tobin and Leroy are like, hey, we're here. Like, I mean, the connection's shaky. It's shakier. It's worse because you're relying on internet. You're not getting that rock hard connection.
Right, but that's because they were cheap. That's not because there was.
Yeah, but you're right. That was because they were cheap. And then, and by the way, that's not an Odyssey thing only. And the NBA, I mean, the NBA, think an NBA with as much money that they have in the NBA, they want every single basketball arena switched out of ISDN into internet base. And you know, if you hear Jason Jackson and here's a play by Tyler here, drop out, you'll know why. Yeah, you'll know why. Flaccid net until the end. Yeah, my kids today just don't know. I always went far past the channel, so I have to start all over. Change the channel with flyers. And so, wow, is this the second time we've done the adapter rant show?
Probably. We've probably done it 17 times.
And here I am running 34-foot Ethernet cord from one room to another. I wish I had Ethernet cable. It'd have to solve half our internet problems.
You want one? I'll give you one.
I need one. Can I, you know, maybe after the show, I'll go pick up some ETH.
How long? I'll make you one right now.
I need one very long, nice and long. Yeah. I need the Viagra Ethernet cable.
Yeah. Well, here you go.
So, anyways, for those, you know, I left the banner up there.
Oh, this is good. Now we can make happy hour. We don't have to pod tonight.
June 20th, next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, Marlins against the Mets. There's an outside chance it could be Sandy Alcantara pitching. He's pitching Sunday. The Marlins don't have a day off next week, so he would pitch again on Friday. But so maybe Pablo Lopez. Maybe Pablo Lopez comes back with his ribs.
We're waiting for a rainout somewhere. Are they playing on the road before?
They are. Well, yeah, they're playing. Yeah, this weekend they're in New York. They have a Friday through Monday series in New York,
and then they come. We need a rainout. We need to send some rain in New York.
Yeah, all it's gotta do is.
Oh, Mets.
Yeah, they play the Mets.
Back to back Mets.
Well, it's Mets for four, and then they come home and play Colorado for three, and then the Mets for three. The Mets again, and awesome. So. It's Bohemian Heritage Night. It's Jazz Chisholm Bobblehead Night. And look, they don't repeat bobbleheads. They're not gonna have a Jazz bobblehead next year or next week or whatever. This is it for the foreseeable future. And so, 4:10 first pitch. We'll be at the Budweiser Bar. We'll go to two debates. Whatever you guys want, we'll be standing at the Budweiser Bar, just like we did last year. And so. This is going to be our only time we go out to the Budweiser Bar. We'll do it again, SDI. We know when you can stay for the whole game. But just passing along the word. I'll spread the word out to Tobin and Lee. I told Leroy about it last week. But it's happening. I'm going. Even if I'm going by myself, I'm going there, hanging out at the Budweiser Bar, mixing it up with fighting with Mets fans. I'm sure. That's going to be those Mets fans are going to be those at the Budweiser Bar.
It's gonna be full.
It's a Saturday too. So I may have to get these tickets early because I might not be able to walk up and get these.
Drive over to Lone Depot Park today.
I'll be mad because the line was busy when she called. Like at work, stop calling me. Get out there next Saturday, June 25th, at Lone Depot Park, Budweiser Bar, and Bohemian Heritage Night. I can't. We'll be out there. Yeah, I'll be. What's up, Sir Noble? I'll see you out there. Spread the word. I'll send Lone Star and Indian Rasta. I'll let them know. But we're gonna have another pod next week. Actually, we'll have we're gonna get Stunt Steve on next week because he was supposed to come on today, but since we did this happy hour podcast and he's working, he couldn't come on. And so
brunch. It's not a happy hour. It's a brunch podcast. Bottomless mimosas.
Yeah, we should next time we should have how about with a dial-up internet with that screech down. Well, next week.